And the wretched, guilt-haunted Clarence in Richard III, so soon to be murdered by his brother, Richard Duke of Gloucester, wakes in terror in his cell in the Tower of London, where he has been imprisoned. Oh, I have passed a miserable night, so full of fearful dreams, of ugly sights, that as I am a Christian, faithful man, I would not spend another such a night, though to buy a world of happy days. So full of dismal terror was the time. Methought that I had broken from the tower and was embarked to cross to Burgundy, and in my company my brother Gloucester, who from my cabin tempted me to walk upon the hatches. Thence we looked towards England and sighted up 1,000 heavy times during the wars of York and Lancaster that had befallen us. As we paced along upon the giddy footing of the hatches, methought that Gloucester stumbled, and in falling struck me that sought to stay him overboard into the tumbling billows of the main. Lord, Lord, methought what pain it was to drown, what dreadful noise of water in mine ears, what ugly sights of death within mine eyes. Methought I saw 1,000 fearful wrecks, 10,000 men that fishes gnawed upon, wedges of gold, great anchors, heaps of pearl, inestimable stones, unvalued jewels, all scattered in the bottom of the sea. Some lay in dead men's skulls, and in those holes where eyes did once inhabit, there were crept as 'twere in scorn of eyes, reflecting gems that wooed the slimy bottom of the deep and mocked the dead bones that lay scattered by. Full often did I strive to yield the ghost, but still the envious flood kept in my soul and would not let it forth to seek the empty, vast and wandering air, but smothered it within my panting bulk, which almost burst to belch it in the sea. Oh, then began the tempest to my soul. I passed, methought, the melancholy flood with that grim ferryman that poets write of, unto the kingdom of perpetual night. First that there did greet my stranger soul was my great father-in-law, renowned Warwick, who cried aloud, "What scourge for perjury can this dark monarchy afford false Clarence?" And so he vanished. Then came wandering by a shadow like an angel, with bright hair dabbled with blood, and he shrieked out aloud, "Clarence is come! False, fleeting, perjured Clarence, that stabbed me in the field by Tewkesbury! Seize on him, furies, take him to your torments!" With that methought a legion of foul fiends environed me, and howled in mine ears such hideous cries, that with the very noise I trembling waked, and for a season after could not believe but that I was hell. Such terrible impression made my dream.